How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Megan Ruff talking about water efficiencies in cattle in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Wheat farmers, looking for a wheat variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Get one of the Great Plains top hard graze and grain wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
Dr. Megan Ruff is in the Animal Science Department up at Kansas State University. She was on staff at Oklahoma State University for several years before she moved back to her home state. And she's had in her mind and has been working as a result on the concept of finding the most efficient cattle genetics that reflect water efficiencies within those beef cows. And Dr. Ruff says she really got started working on this back during the drought a few years ago in Oklahoma.
First got interested in this subject mainly in around 2012 when there was a large drought in Oklahoma. But I grew up in Kansas, and it's something I've always sort of been thinking about in the back of my mind. So I've always had interest in water use and how beef cattle and the beef industry might be able to make more water-efficient cows.
Megan, I know one of the problems we've got, especially with our beef cow herds out on pasture, is that we simply don't know how much water they really are utilizing.
Well, you hear lots of sort of rule of thumb guidelines about how many gallons per head. A lot of the research that has been conducted in this area has been on feedlot cattle, and a lot of it has been on cattle in pens. So what we're really getting is an average amount that a group of animals are drinking per head, rather than a really good idea of how much variation there is in intake from one animal to another. And as a geneticist, that's the piece that we're really interested in, is, you know, what is the spread between our animal that drinks the most and the least, and what are the differences in performance between those animals? What are the trade-offs if we are to think about selecting for a trait of that nature?
And Megan, I guess one of the keys of your research is the hope to collect data on beef cattle actually out on pasture.
Yes, that's super, super challenging and an issue I don't think we've probably figured out. So the data that we've collected is mainly growing cattle in confinement. But one of the other aspects of the project that we've been working towards is using room and temperature boluses to be able to estimate water intake of cows and bulls and other classes of animals out on pasture. Now, that's not always as easy as it sounds, but it's something that we're trying to work towards so that we can gather more data in that arena.
So, Megan, what have we learned thus far?
So one of the things that we've kind of discovered is that there's a lot of variation in water intake in the cattle that we've looked at thus far. And they've stretched over a large variety of different breed compositions and things like that. But one of the sort of early pieces of this project that we really needed to establish was really guidelines on how to go about collecting this phenotype, because it's really important if we think about trying to collect this on a national scale or trying to do a genetic evaluation that we have really defined and reasonable standards for collecting the data in a bunch of different locations. So that's really the first piece of the research that we've now published, to try and sort of compare how we collect water intake, or how we might go about collecting water intake on a national scale, to how we already collect things like average daily gain or feed intake during feed intake trials.
Dr. Megan Ruff, who started working on this question when she was still on staff at Oklahoma State University, and since moving on to Manhattan and Kansas State University, she's continued this research. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up, Pollard Farms is presenting its largest offering to date at their 21st annual female production sale and mature cowherd dispersion Saturday, September 15th at the ranch near Wacomas. The sale features an elite crop of Pollard's youngest and freshest genetics, plus a select group of show heifer prospects, proven donors, and spring and fall calving heifers and cows bred for the backdrop. 350 head will sell as 250 lots, sale catalogs, and additional information available upon request. Call 580-758-1464. That's 580-758-1464.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.